Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. This next segment, we're going to be previewing an event coming up this Thursday. It is Talk 20 MHK time once again. And joining us here from the UFM Community Learning Center, we have Education Coordinator Kayla Savage to my left. Good morning.
Good morning.
And to my right, Learning and Information Services Supervisor Mary Swab. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So the Talk 20 MHK is coming up this Thursday. First of all, for those that don't know, what is Talk 20 MHK?
Yes. Talk 20 MHK is a partnership collaborative event between the Manhattan Public Library and UFM Community Learning Center. It is a quick event with quick presentations from six individual presenters in our community who are sharing maybe a project, a personal story, just kind of sharing something on a certain topic that they are passionate about. So it might be a hobby or something, you know, that they took on that they want to share more about. And the format of Talk 20 MHK is what is probably the most interesting part of the event, in addition to the topics, the wide variety of topics that you hear, because each presenter has 20 slides and only 20 seconds on each of those 20 slides to talk about their topic. So that is the number one feedback that we get from our presenters, and that is the most challenging
part. Yes, definitely.
They you know, learn. We just had rehearsal last night, so that was one of the comments that was repeated actually frequently. But they all did a wonderful job the first time through. It was great for them to get, you know, into the auditorium at the library where the event is held, and kind of see the lay of the land, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And see how they can make some last minute tweaks just to get that timing down. The timing is so important when you have such a short amount of time.
Yes,
to get your point across.
Yes, it is. Yeah. So notes and, you know, the slides, the time that they've probably taken to put their presentations together is a lot more than what they will be presenting tonight. So
yes, there's such a wide variety of topics too. Should we go through the presenters? Okay, so we've got Jorge Gomez, who will be speaking about his experience educating his, I think they were in elementary school and middle school when he started, but he actually taught them statistics, so higher level math at a very young age and the benefits to that. Megan Hartford will be sharing her experience. Her title of her presentation is Rambling Through America. So it's kind of her lyrical journey of her experience traveling for 17 days through the Southwest U.S. and kind of coming back around, going north and then back around to Kansas. Matthew J. Olson, title of his presentation is Write What You Know. So he'll be sharing the benefits of writing about your personal experience and kind of starting with that and how you can use research and grow, but the benefits of your personal experience in your writing. Nathan Ryan will be speaking about his experience with the ketogenic diet. Mandy Ryan, not related, though their last names are the same. She's going to be sharing her experience with self-care and how that's so important, and how I think a lot of us kind of put that, you know, to the wayside, but how beneficial it is to actually focus on yourself a little bit. And then Patricia Payne will be sharing her story raising service dogs. So she's got a lot of cute puppy pictures in her presentation, I noticed last night. And potentially she mentioned she might even be able to have a live service dog there, but we're not confirmed on that yet.
No, but fingers crossed she'll have a special guest with her for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, very important work that she does.
Well, this is such a neat event here because this really kind of inspires people. You know, I think anytime you hear a personal story that someone's done, it might inspire you to maybe go do the same thing. And who knows, maybe they'll share at a future Talk 20 MHK.
Right, right. And I think that's the other premise or goal, if you will, of the event is building those community connections with individuals. I mean, Manhattan has grown a lot in population here in the recent years. And we kind of, you know, we have our little groups of people maybe that we generally, you know, gravitate toward. But the premise of this event is to literally get people in the room who may not have the same interest and hear about something different and then maybe gain a piece of, ooh, that does sound interesting. I want to learn more about that. Or I want to connect with that person and learn more about why they're interested in that topic or talk
yeah,
more about
I think
it.
The so we save the question and answer part till the end. So we go through all six presentations, and then at the very end, we open it up for everyone to ask any of the presenters questions. And that's really when we see those connections being made. Like, people will ask some very personal questions sometimes. And all of our presenters have been very nice and welcoming about answering that to the best of their ability. So it's great to see people sharing interests.
Yes. Yes. And Mary mentioned the question and answer section mm-hmm. of the event at the end of it. There's also then free time after the event, after the question and answer concludes, that if you, for whatever reason, don't want to get up in front of the microphone and ask your question in front of the whole group, there is time to then connect with each presenter on an individual basis, too. So, and the library, of course, is the location for this. It's a great location. You know, it is really, truly a place where the community is welcome, and the auditorium is a great spot for it. So we've been very fortunate for the library to be a great partner in that and host the event for sure.
Yes.
Also, for the first time, this event, we used to live stream the event, but we didn't have as many people connecting to the live stream the last time. So we chose to reallocate our resources to put together a high quality video of the event, and then we will post that after
the
event.
On the Talk 20 MHK website.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so you can find more information about the presenters and about the event itself. There's an event on Facebook, and then there's also our website, talk20mhk.org,
yep.
That goes into more of the information on the presenters themselves, their bios.
How you yourself can present at our March event coming up in March 2020.
Yes. So, yes, our next event will be March 26th of 2020. And we'll have to come up with something creative for that, Mary. Talk 20 and 2020?
Yes. Some catchy slogan. We'll work on that.
Yes. And so, yeah, if you yourself are intrigued or interested in sharing your story, your project, your passion, please submit a proposal. It's actually the proposal link is open now. So we're taking presentation suggestions all the time.
I was curious, do you have to be a student of UFM Community Learning Center?
Nope. You don't have to be a student of UFM. You don't have to be a library card holder, although I'm sure they would love for you to get a library card if you don't
have
one.
As a community member, you can get a library card for free. Just need proof of address and a photo ID.
But that it's not restricted that way at all. Just we want this event to be what the community wants, the people who want to participate, and then, of course, the feedback that we get from the people who attend as well is very important. So we will be getting feedback from those who attend Thursday night on what they like about the event, what they want to see maybe different with the event, and then also questions that they have for the presenters. So.
Yep.
As far as the slides are concerned, is that like a PowerPoint type deal?
Mm-hmm. It is. Yes, okay. It is. And we have really... you know, this is our fifth edition. This is our fifth event. So we've had the opportunity to kind of work through some things to make this smoother and easier for the presenters. And we create the template for you. So you don't even have to really be a PowerPoint guru or anything. It's 20 slides, 20 images on each of those. An image per slide. Let me rephrase that. And then we put the timer in the show for you.
Yes.
So it's pretty straightforward. The biggest challenge, as I mentioned earlier, that our presenters have is, whittling down their information into a concise presentation.
I know all about that. I write news for a living. So. Yeah, big stories, and you try to get it all into 3 minutes. So that's... It's challenging.
Sounds like you'd be a fantastic presenter.
Maybe I should look up in March here for the next event.
Yeah.
We'll Oh, that's very good. And it's convenient. It's held on a Thursday, which I think a lot of folks could get to events more on a Thursday. It's from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And like I said, no, No cost to attend.
No, free to attend, open to the public, and it is open to all ages, too. So families are welcome to come, yes. Adults, everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, that'll do it here for In Focus today. Kayla Savage and Mary Swab, our guests here from UFM Community Learning Center. Talk 20 MHK happening this Thursday at the Manhattan Public Library, again, 7 to 8:30.